This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. In our top story, at least 73 people were killed. An explosion outside a gate at the Kabul airport. 13 of the victims identified as U.S. troops. President Joe Biden said the U.S. will respond with force of precision at our time following the attack by a group identified as ISIS-K. Biden said evacuations will continue even after U.S. troops leave at the end of the month. There will be evacuations for Americans. Critics have blamed President Biden for the evacuations coming late and turning chaotic and deadly. The U.S. is projected to see nearly 100,000 more COVID-19 deaths between now and December 1st, according to the nation's most closely watched forecasting model. But health experts say the toll could be cut in half if nearly everyone wore a mask in public spaces. Experts agree what the coronavirus has in store this fall depends on human behavior. And early signs suggest behavior changes may already be flattening the curve in a few places where the virus raged this summer. An Associated Press analysis shows the rate of new cases is slowing in Mississippi, Florida, Louisiana, and Arkansas. The United Nations Secretary General said Thursday there is no military solution to Ethiopia's 10-month-old conflict, and he urged the parties to stop fighting and open a dialogue. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. A school official in northern Nigeria says gunmen have released some of the more than 100 children who have been abducted back in May. The kidnapping victims from the Islamic school included children as young as 5 years old. Gunmen have abducted hundreds of students in northern Nigeria this year, and the government has been unable to halt the spate of abductions for ransom. As a result, many schools have been forced to close due to the risk. During a surprise visit to survey earthquake damage in Haiti Thursday, United States Agency for International Development Administrator Samantha Power announced an additional $32 million in assistance for victims. A 7.2 magnitude earthquake devastated cities in Haiti's southwest on August 14th. Later that day, President Biden named Power as the senior administration official to coordinate the American post-quake relief effort. Power told reporters she flew over the hardest-hit towns. Earthquake survivors in remote southern towns have criticized the U.S. for paying too much attention to larger cities while their needs remain unattended to. The head of the World Food Health Organization, Africa, has called on countries with good supplies of COVID-19 vaccines to share doses with countries who have fewer shots. The WHO's Africa director said 13 million doses were administered in the past week, three times more than the number of shots given in the previous week, as donations of doses increase from developed countries. The organization expects to vaccinate 10% of the continent by the end of September, but that remains a drop in an ocean on the continent, home to 1.3 billion people, where the Africa CDC says only 2.4% are currently vaccinated. Half of American workers are in favor of vaccine requirements at their workplaces, according to a new poll. At a time when such mandates gain traction following the federal government's full approval of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. The poll from the Associated Press North Center for Public Affairs research shows that about 59% of remote workers favor vaccine requirements in their own workplaces, compared with 47% of those who are currently working in person. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.